From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Pakistan's famed cricket star turned politician Imran Khan has been released from prison. The leader of the Movement for Justice party, Khan was arrested last week when he tried to lead a student protest against President Pervez Musharraf's emergency rule. He began a hunger strike while in detention, and despite his release today, he's vowed to continue the strike until death or the Pakistani constitution is restored. We first spoke to Imran Khan just days before his arrest. He rejoins us now. So good to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you, Michelle.
Why did they decide to release you from prison today?
Michelle, I have no idea. They never told me why they put me in, and they never told me why I was released tonight.
How would you say you were treated?
Extremely well by the staff, by the police. All of them realized that it was General Musharraf who should have been in jail rather than me.
While you were detained, you decided to begin a hunger strike. Why did you decide to do this, and what is it that you hope to achieve through this?
Well, the reason is very simple, because if General Musharraf tomorrow removes the emergency without restoring the judges, that means he's achieved his objectives. He can basically do whatever he wants in Pakistan.
When is the last time you've had something to eat or drink?
Well, I haven't eaten anything now for 48 hours. Tomorrow, my party workers are all coming over because they feel now, since I'm going to go into street movement, I'll stop my fast.
But if you do take to the streets, the question still remains, does your party or do you personally have enough political muscle to force Musharraf's hand?
You know, Michelle, whenever you have a military dictator, it's extremely difficult, you know, to expect, even if you have the support, they can crush anything. But that still doesn't mean that we should allow him to get away with this destruction of our judiciary, our constitution, destroying the potential of this country.
There's speculation that President Pervez Musharraf may decide to give up his military uniform. Would that be satisfactory in your eyes, at least a step in the right direction?
No, Michelle, it's certainly not going to be satisfactory, because what he's done, he's brought in his own caretaker governments. He's going to massively rig these elections and then get the desired results. Now, if we accept him with or without the uniform, we will then let him get away with this treason.
If you're planning to take to the streets, as you say, to begin protests against Pervez Musharraf, are you willing to join forces with Benazir Bhutto?
Well, I would love to join Benazir Bhutto, but unfortunately, we don't know where she stands. Because until recently, she was talking about a power-sharing deal with a military dictator, while all of us were saying that there should be no compromise with him. We should all get together and ask for him to step down, hold free and fair elections. And this is the problem we are facing, because there's not enough trust within the opposition. Not all parties are being straight. They're talking to the general behind the scenes. And so therefore, once you can't have a joint opposition movement, how can you mobilize the people?
I understand that you're making yet another appeal to young people in Pakistan to begin street protests, perhaps even set up hunger strike camps on campus. If they don't take to the streets en masse, what will that mean for you?
Look, Michelle, the way the country is heading, if people lose faith in the democratic system, they are eventually going to pick up the gun when there's so much injustice in the society. So I'm appealing basically to the younger people that unless they move, they're not going to be able to change their destiny. They will not be able to get rid of this mafia which is controlling them and destroying their future.
That's Pakistani opposition leader Imran Khan speaking with us after his release today from prison.